For tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Saturday evening, November the 25th, 1995. Thanksgiving weekend teaching and deliverance camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas.
Stuck out to my mind. I'm going to see if I can find it now because here it is. How many know tonight there's a link between the giving and the anointing? There is a link between giving and the anointing. Link. L-I-N-K. Oh, can you understand me all right? Because Peggy's having trouble here. But that could be old age, I don't know. But the Bible says that one comes amongst you speaking in an unknown tongue. Pray that he may interpret. So I'll give the best interpretation I can tonight. Y'all. Listen, Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9. Now, the offering's taken up so you don't have to sweat it, amen? Some people think, and I'll just be honest with you now, some people think we talk too much about money. But I'm going to be honest with you, I have never taken up an offering in America in my life. I like to encourage people to give, but I've never actually taken up an offering. No, I have in my own church, and back in Scotland, but I've never taken up one in America. But I think it's great to encourage one another with these words. Amen? Because so many times, I think, you see, I've seen so much sham about offering taking that I've gone the opposite direction. And I think you get guilty. I have glanced at that the other day. And I think we are guilty of robbing the people because we have them taught them to give. Amen? And, God's been kind of dealing with me. Not that it's my place to teach people to give because I'm just my pastor and I, we're great friends. We've talked together and he was guilty of the same thing. He's been starting to share with the people about giving because we just robbed them of a blessing. Because in blessing, will I bless thee. Say that. In blessing, will I bless thee. And that's a great thing. I've read that. I've quoted that. I've spoken it off tongue in cheek. But I'll tell you, I saw the revelation of it this year. In blessing, will I bless thee. In blessing, will I bless thee. There is that which withholdeth more than is meat and attends to poverty. And many times God gives us an opportunity to give. But listen to what this Bible, and this has got nothing to do with what I'm speaking on tonight. Verse 9, I'll be reading out of the NIV, the New Infallible Version. Just checking to see if you're watching, listen. Honor the Lord with your wealth. Listen to this, with the first fruits of all your crops. Then your barns will be filled to overflowing. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Now that's a tremendous thought, isn't it? It's good to be full, but it's great to overflow. You know why? Out of your abundance, you can give more. How many has ever cried to the Lord, oh Lord, I wish I had more so I could give more? That's a great prayer, you know. Amen. That's a great prayer. Oh Lord, if only I had more to give more. But I'll tell you what, if you can't give out of your dollar, you'll never give out your $100. Mildred was talking about a young man, his mother taught a young man to give. And I read another story about his mother taught a young man to give. And he came home with his first dollar from a newspaper round. And his mother said, now son, you're going to give a tenth of that dollar to the Lord. And I'm telling you now, as you start in your business life, in your working life, whatever you make, 10% is going to be the Lord's. And don't you forget it. Thank God for strong mothers, amen? And that young man tithed everything to the Lord. And ended up one of the richest men in America, John D. Rockefeller. It's hard to believe that the other Rockefellers are involved in the same family. But John D. Rockefeller was a godly man who gave every tenth to the Lord and more. And not only does he want us to fill us, but he wants to overflow us. Listen, and your vats will brim over. Say it with me. And your vats will brim over. Hallelujah. With brim, that's it. Brim for him, hallelujah. And your vats will brim over with new wine. Wine speaks of the anointing. Wine speaks of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you just a little something for nothing there tonight. Learn to prosper and learn to give to the Lord. Honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruits. Then your vats are going to, your barns are going to be filled to overflowing, and you'll be able to give more and more and more. And now I'm going to tell you something. It sounds very trite, but now when the revelation hits you, you'll never look back. You'll never look back. I was telling some people the other day, at the beginning of the year, I'm sitting weeping, as I've told you, I've wept all week. I don't know if you've noticed it, but I'm the happiest person here probably and wept all week. It's a dichotomy, isn't it? And I was praying one day, and the Holy Spirit said, when you travel about, tell the people this is going to be a red letter year for the church. And that's what I've been doing. Physically, spiritually, and financially. And I started doing that January, February, March. And the most amazing thing happened. My finances fell through the floor. Really did. Somehow or other, I went through the three worst months in my ministry. And I kept on telling people. That's what the Lord said. Be obedient. Whatever he says unto you, do it. And I was sitting one day and I was kind of discouraged. I was encouraging everybody else, but I was discouraged myself. Now, you've got to realize I'm human as well as divine. How many, we all get discouraged at times. Hey, the man after God's own heart got discouraged. Because in Psalm 42, you hear him asking the question, hey, why did you cast down on my soul? And why did you disquiet within me? Hope thou in God. Wait in God. And while you're waiting, praise him for the help of his countenance. And I was sitting one day and I was discouraged. I said, Lord, what's happening? What's going on here? And the old devil came to me and said, well, if you just tone your services down a little bit, then people wouldn't get drunk and fall on the floor. Because, you know, people were getting so drunk, they'll lie on the floor, they wouldn't buy a tip. Out of book. And the old devil came to me now. And he said, don't get me wrong, I don't spend a lot of time with the devil. A lot of people spend a lot of time with the devil. I spend very little with him. You can chew that one for a while. But he did come to me this day, and I let him in. I let him in. And he said, if you stop that, if you turn your meetings down and you sell more tapes, and things will be better again. I will in a second. I'm coming to that. Praise the Lord. I'm believing God for such a big offering, I wouldn't have to worry about tips. So bless them. There's one thing I'll tell you, some of it, Lake Hamilton Bible Camp. They treat people very well. Amen? And that's I'm like somebody, Chuck said it, he's the most honest person that I've ever met in my life. Honest to a fault, maybe. If there is such a thing. And I sat there and I said, devil, if I never sell another book or tape, I want the anointing.
Yes.
I want the anointing. And you know something? Something broke. Something broke. Something broke. And the next week, I got a letter from a church in Seattle. And the letter said that they were going to send me on a check. And they told me the amount of the check. And it was the biggest check I've ever received in my years in ministry. Thousands of dollars. And I kept, you ever read a letter and you think it's, I don't think I'm reading this wrong, you know. And I showed it to my wife, you know, I said, honey, read that letter, see what it says. Just for confirmation, you know. And my hands were shaking. Read the letter, honey. And she says, yep, that's what it says. They're going to send your money. So praise the Lord, a month later, in the letter she says, you know, I'll be doing the book something in a month. I'll be sending you the check in a month. And that's the most interesting month ever spent. I'm going to tell you something. This has been a red letter year for me and for many other people, I'm pretty sure, too. Why? Because when God says it, it's true. God is not a man that he should lie. Amen? Neither the Son of Man that he should lie. Praise the Lord. I'm going to encourage your heart. 95 is not over yet. This is going to be a red letter year in the history of the church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can I hear an amen?
Amen?
I have my tapes with me. And this is your last chance to get some. Now, some of you haven't got them. You need to get them tonight. They're at the back. They'll bless your heart. They'll minister to you. And how many have my tapes? Do you enjoy them?
Amen.
Praise God. I'll tell you, they're anointed. And I'm proud of that fact. I'm proud of the fact that I've got a ministry and God has given me songs to sing. And I'm not here to entertain it. I'm here to glorify the Lord. So be sure and get them after the church. They're $10 each, or I'll give you a Scottish special.
You can have 3 for $20. That's $10 each, or 3 for $20. I have a new tape coming out next month, a CD or tape. It's entitled New Wine, and that gives you a little inkling of what it's going to be about. And that's the title track. I'm having a drink of the new wine, and it'll be out next month. If you want it, leave your address, and we'll set it on here, along with the bill. It'll be in the magazine, too. That's right. It's going to be advertised in the magazine. Now, I have unsaved family members. Well, you need to get this book.
Do you?
Where's a lot? Well, you must have bought a lot of stuff. I said, God bless you, Mildred. You're such a nice woman. Written by my cousin Phil, it's time for household salvation. We believe in household salvation. We've seen it. My father was the first one saved in the Camerons 54 years ago. And three or four days after he was saved, he said, to my young servant, if you remain faithful, I'll bring in all your family. And I'd like to tell you that immediately it happened.
No.
7 years later, the next brother got saved. Our pastors in Atlanta, Georgia. And one after another, through the miraculous anointing of the Holy Ghost, all the Camerons get saved. Now, 150 Camerons saved. Over 32 members of our family in full-time ministry. Because one man stood in the gap. Now, I'm going to tell you, this feels a little bit how it happened. And they're $10 each. I have a few with me, so get them tonight and start reading it. In fact, I'll tell you what, there's a picture in here when I was a young, skinny lad, you know. And it's worth $10 itself just to get that picture. Praise the Lord. Are we having fun yet?
Amen.
Somebody asked me one time, what kind of bedroom do you have? I said, I'm fundamental. It's on the fun and not the mental. Praise the Lord. If you've got your Bibles, turn to Luke chapter 5. Luke chapter 5. Now, I was going to speak on the four rings. How many have ever heard preaching on the four rings of the Bible? Anybody ever heard about the four rings? Never heard about that? Engagement ring, the wedding ring, the suffering, and the mother ring. Praise the Lord, but I thought I'd give you something else tonight. Now, I believe God wants to set some of you free tonight. Really, He does. I'll be the Holy Ghost. We've had some tremendous teaching. I'll tell you what, I'll be chewing it. You know, like a cow with three stomachs, I'll be chewing it for months. God wants to touch you tonight. God wants to add to that teaching just a freedom. And He wants to put the icing on the cake. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can I hear an amen? I just want you to be open and hear what the Holy Spirit says to the church. I'm not going to be alone tonight. But if a preacher says that, pay no attention, because I had Mildred say that today and it didn't work. I had Kyle say it this morning and it didn't work either. It reminds me of the story about this old deacon wanted to preach in his pastor's church, and for years he pestered the pastor, and the pastor never even heard him preach. So finally he caved and he said, I'll tell you what, then, deacon, for the next three Sundays, so the first Sunday night he got up and he preached for 10 minutes and sat down. Everybody's going to look inside, oh, you're going to, you know. The second Sunday, I'm laughing because I know the end of the story. So does Jim. I repeat myself. The second Sunday, he got up and preached for 20 minutes. And he sat down. The third Sunday, Glenn, he got up and he started preaching. He couldn't get up and say, okay, brother, that's fine. God bless you, but we'll have an altar call. So after the service, the pastor got up. He says, I'm going to ask you a question. The first Sunday, you got up, you spoke for 10 minutes. Second Sunday, you spoke for 20 minutes. Last night, I had to stop you. What was wrong? Well, he said, Pastor, I'll tell you what happened. The first Sunday, I got a new set of false teeth. And it was so sore, I could only speak for 10 minutes, and I had to sit down. He said, the second Sunday, he says, they were kind of fitting in a bit better. He said, 20 minutes. And last night, by mistake, I put my wife's teeth in. And I couldn't stop. There is joy, joy, joy in the presence of the Lord. And I'll tell you, I've seen some people singing that song with their face as long as a fiddle. There is joy, joy, joy in the presence of the Lord. I was at church one time, this fellow singing, I've got joy in his down in my heart. Deep, deep down in my heart. I turned up my wife and said, boy, it's so deep, I think he's lost it.
Take a drink tonight. Take a drink. There's wine flowing here. The Holy Ghost is moving here. Kandaste prondo koyeshta babasanda halaborondo bosepe. Hallelujah. 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 Le prondo kosepondriata kabashta masombo teletrika bosante. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, Father, I was praying one time, a couple of months ago, I was praying, and I thought I was doing pretty well, you know. Just sometimes you think, even in the ministry for 25 years, you've got a good handle on it, and you think, you know, you've really got a down pat. And I'm praying, Glenn, Lord, more of you and less of me. That's good, isn't it? That's very theological. More of you and less of me, and the Holy Spirit stopped right in my tracks. And none of you. All of me. The Holy Spirit said, you see, that little bit of you has caused more havoc. That little leaven's leavened the whole lump. No, no, the Holy Spirit said, none of you, Bill. None of you. And Father, we pray that tonight. Oh, we're having fun, love. But we're very serious what we're doing here. And I can feel your Spirit just loosening the people. Hallelujah. Lord, you hear, we're here because you love us. We're here because we love you. And Father, we want to hear from you. We want to talk to you. We want to embrace you. Hallelujah. We want to just sit beside you and feel that love and that joy and the exhilaration, Lord, of being at Father's house. Hallelujah. No, Bill, before I finish tonight, give me the birthing box. Don't let me forget, will you? Because I'm likely to. That's a bad confession. But I said it. There's two words for being baptized. One word is bapto. It means to be dipped. The other word is baptizo. It means to be fully immersed. The word bapto means to be dipped. It means, you know, and I'm convinced some people, all they have is a dip. You know. You know, it's coming again. But the Holy Spirit wants to immerse you. That word immerse, the picture behind that word immerse, is taking a cucumber, putting it in a jar of brine, screwing the lid on, and leaving that cucumber in that brine until the cucumber changes its personality. Are you with me tonight? And it becomes a tomato. That cucumber, and I'm going to tell you something, God wants to pickle us, hallelujah. God wants to pickle us. God wants to pickle us. With the new wine, Lord. Hallelujah. Randa babasur, omondi kabasar, omondi kabasar. I'm tired of getting a dip. Yeah, papa, mama. No, no, get right in, get pickled. Change your character. Hallelujah. Some characters. You need to change that character. Get in the brine of the Holy Ghost. Let the Holy Ghost pickle you. How many lies in Acts chapter 2 that were pickled? That's why Peter had to stand up and say, no, these men are not drunk, as you suppose. They were pickled. How many lies? How many lies that when Peter was walking up the pavement, when Peter was walking up the sidewalk, and people were healed with his shadow, why was that? Because he was pickled. He was pickled. He was pickled. And Paul, when they took the patches and gave them to Paul to pray for, it was Paul, wasn't it? They took it to Paul and he prayed from the center back and they were healed. Why was that? I hate pickles. I really do. That's the one thing. I don't know if you've noticed me. I like everything except pickles. I was in a house with Bill and Peggy yesterday to visit a couple. And this woman offered me a big jar of pickles to take home because Bill kind of hinted he wanted one. And she gave Bill one, and she thought, well, I can't give Bill one, and not Brother Cameron one. So she offered me one, but I had to say, no, thank you, because I don't like pickles.
He's a good Scotch, and gave it to us.
If I was a good Scotch, I should have taken it and sold it to you. Hello. Hallelujah. I'll tell you something. I'm convinced Freddie Flintstone has more of the Holy Ghost than some of us. At least you hear them yabba-dabba-doing. Hallelujah. Some Christians don't give out that milk. Pickles. I don't like pickles. I really don't like pickles. And, you know, when I go to a place to order hamburgers, I'll tell the people, now, cut the pickle. That's a real American. Cut the pickle and cut the mustard. And so help me, they'll bring it to you. It'll be on the side, but they don't get the point, do they? I don't like the smell of pickles. So I don't want them near my hamburger bun. And when I'm sitting at, you go to some people's home to eat, I mean, if the pickles are on the table, sure as hell, they'll sit me right down beside them. I have to slip them indiscreetly. But I do want pickled. Lord, I want to be pickled. I want to be pickled. Oh, you feel the Holy Ghost here tonight? I do. Hallelujah. I want to be pickled. I want to be transformed from my character into what God wants me to be. Hallelujah. Listen to this scripture in Luke chapter 5. Verse 37. Now, you all know it, but I'll read it for you. And no one pours new wine into old wineskins. Agreed? Because if he does, the new wine will burst the skins, the wine will run out, and the wineskins will be ruined. No, 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 no. New wine must be poured into new wineskins. That's why God wants to change our character. And listen to this. And no one, after drinking the old wine, wants the new. For he says, the old is better. There we have a problem. There we have a problem. Now, in this same verse in Matthew and Mark, but in Luke, it adds that last paragraph. No one who drinks the old wine wants the new wine. Are you getting my drift tonight? Because they say the old wine is better. But I'm here to tell you tonight the old wine is not better. Can I hear one amen? Here we have a type of the old versus the new. Old cloth, new patch. Doesn't work. Old new wine, old wineskins, doesn't work. And Jesus is condemning a closed mind. That's what he's telling the disciples. Oh, but why? Lord, John's disciples are fasting, but your guys are not fasting. What's up? Jesus thought to himself, oh, their minds are not open yet, are they? They're still in religion. They've still got that religious spirit about them. And that's why he gives them this story. He's talking about the old way versus the new way. Because we are creatures of habit, aren't we? We are creatures of habit. Bill Null sits in the same chair all the time. And so do I. I don't know if you notice, I sit in the same one all the time. Because there are three pads on it. That's another thing I'm going to pray about. I'm going to pray that they get new seats in here, because those are the hardest chairs I've ever sat on. I'll be getting healed from above. We are creatures of habit. And if we keep us long enough, if we keep in the habit long enough, we get into a groove. Groovy man. But I'll tell you something, the only difference between a groove and a grave is a matter of depth. How many know when you get in a groove, you just go round and 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 round. And you don't get anywhere. Remember, we're telling the story, but God spoke to him, now Bob, take another lap round that mountain. And he said, but Lord, I've been round that mountain before. He says, that's right. And you didn't learn anything the last time, so take another lap around it and see if you can learn something. Because we're creatures of habit. Creatures of habit. And it's difficult for change. It is difficult for you and I to take change on. That's why a lot of people can't understand the deliverance message. Because they really have to change their whole philosophy. A lot of them have to change their theology. Because their theology is wrong in the first place. It's hard to change. I remember 12 years ago, my uncle bought my wife a microwave oven. And my wife said, I don't know what you bought that for. We never use that. Let me tell you what a microwave is good for. I'll give you 7 points. And then about 6 years ago, the church bought me a computer. And I said, well, I don't know. I'll never use a computer. I'm quite happy with my typewriter here, you know. Three computers later. See, that's why I know Glenn needs a new computer. I've had three in the last 6 years. Three computers later, I don't know what I would do without it. And that's the same attitude we'll have once we get a dose of the new wine. You'll wonder what you did with it. Hallelujah. Can I hear an amen? I'm going to tell you something. You have to be careful when you ask about the move of God. You ever thought anybody who asked the pig farmer when Jesus cast the demons at the swine? Imagine somebody asking the pig farmer, well, how's the revival going, brother? Revival? It's ruined my business. Don't ask somebody that hasn't had it. If you want to ask what's going on in the wonderful things that the Holy Ghost is doing today, ask somebody that's been there. Ask somebody that's had it. Ask somebody that's had a good soaking in the Holy Ghost. Don't ask the pig farmer. Don't ask the critic. Don't ask a carnal person about the move of God, because you'll get a wrong answer, because they simply don't know. Because they're old wineskins. They're old wineskins. Remember hearing a story about in a little village in Iowa, this Baptist church and this Christian church was going to merge together because they didn't have enough people to really keep the two churches going, so they were going to merge, and the two pastors had agreed to call it the First Christian Church. This old Baptist deacon got in such a fit. He said, let me tell you here. He said, my grandfather was a Baptist, my father was a Baptist, and I'm a Baptist, and I'm not going to be a Christian for anybody. We just do not like change. We do not like change. I wonder how medicine would fare without change. I wonder how the medical world would change. You know, Lister had to really fight in order to get anesthetic in surgery. He had to really fight through the closed minds of these surgeons and these doctors to get anesthetic in surgery. Aren't you glad he fought and won? I'm really glad. I know Mildred's glad. If she's had something operation, she's had a good dose of anesthetic in her life. So am I. Galileo. He was called the heretic because he claimed that the earth revolved around the sun. Heretic at the time, maybe, but he was true. Now, I'm going to tell you, people will call you heretics. People will call you of the devil. Let me tell you something. When the Holy Ghost hit our family 30 years ago in Scotland, the church where my wife came out of, when I started dating my wife, the pastor, the Pentecostal pastor, took her into his office and said, I don't want you going with them. They're of the devil. That's a strong thing to say, isn't it? Man, you've known us for a long time. You used long before he did. We're not of the devil, are we? Don't even like it. Never been anything good for me. Well, say what happened. It's just he didn't know us. 12 years down the line, he calls me up in text from Texas in Virginia Beach. He said, you know who this is? I said, no. It was an English accent. He said, well, this is Margaret's old pastor. And he says, you know, I'm calling you because I want to apologize for what I said about you. He says, because out of lies now, the Holy Ghost has touched me. I'm going to touch this new wine, and I know all along was real. I know now. So you see, when people talk about you, just because in the long run, he who laughs, laughs longest. Amen? We just do not like change. We do not like change. And you know, sometimes we don't realize how stuck we really are. We don't realize how stuck we really are sometimes. Until we start to change. How many has ever had a drunk man saying, I'm not drunk? You ever had I've had drunk people say that, I'm not drunk. They don't know. And sometimes we don't realize how stuck in a groove we are until we finally break through. Break through. Break through. I'm going to tell you about getting touch from the Holy Ghost. It's like deliverance. You've got to yield yourself. You've got to yield and open yourself and say, Holy Spirit, Lord, I want it. I want to yield to the movement of the Holy Spirit. If it's for me, I want it. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
You know, people say, well, is all that falling down? Isn't some of that the flesh? Quite possibly. But I'll tell you what I think the flesh really is, though. As I've prayed for people, I've seen them doing this. You call resistance. Resistance. That's the flesh. God wants to set us free. Off with the old and on with the new. Can I hear an amen? You can't get new wine into old wineskins. Well, brother, that's not the way we've done it for 30 years. Well, the fact that we've done it for so long might just be the reason to stop it or to change it. The fact that we haven't done it might be a good reason to try it. Amen? See, when I first came to America, I didn't like... I was a beef and potatoes man. Still am, but I kind of like everything else, too. But I didn't like lettuce, tomato. I didn't like sweet corn. I didn't like green beans. I didn't like pickles. I still don't like pickles. And, I mean, you know, I was in trouble. Because that's all you get over here. You know, lettuce, tomatoes, green beans. I mean, every diet comes with green beans. You've noticed that this week, haven't you? At least two or three of the diets had green beans or something in them. But I'll tell you what, I got eventually, as I traveled, and you got hungry, and that was all you had, it's amazing how it changes your perspective. Especially when your father said, now if you don't eat it when you get it, you're going to have to wait till the next time. That's one wonder for a young appetite. And you change, and I've changed. And the Holy Spirit wants to change us. Wants to renovate us, wants to renew us. Can I hear an amen? Let me say this, any business that would have lost as many customers as the church has would change their way of operation. Would you say that, Jim? Any business that would lose customers like the church has had in the last 30 years would change their way of working. Oh, not the staunch pillars of the church. You're the pillars of the church. Are you, guys, but pillars. Hallelujah. Can I hear an amen? God wants to change us. God wants to change us. You know what I'm flying to? Those of the last move are the ones that quickly criticize those of the new move. Fortunately, I'm old enough that I was in the last big move, the charismatic move. It was wonderful. It was exciting. Glenn, that's where we first met Glenn in Irma. And it was wonderful, wasn't it? It was days of refreshing. It was days of heaven on earth. But like I preached the other night, those days are gone. It's so easy for those of the last move to contradict this new move. Remember in Ezra chapter 3, they go to look at the temple, the foundations of the temple. The Bible says that the old priests wept when they saw the foundation of the temple. But the rest of the young priests shouted for joy. Because the old priests were talking about what was. They were thinking about what was. The glory days. The young priests were looking and saying, what could be? What was going to be? Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Yeah, the old priests are weeping because, you know, it was destroyed. Things will never be the same again. You're right. You're right. But listen what the Bible says in Haggai. The glory of the latter house shall be greater than the former. Hallelujah. And those young men of God begin to rejoice and dance because they realize the glory of that house is going to be greater. And I'm going to tell you something. What you've seen, what you've felt, what you've experienced, the move of God is moving in the 90s. You ain't seen nothing yet. Hallelujah. I'll tell you, we think we've seen mass deliverances, Jim. I'll tell you what, we ain't seen nothing yet. Hallelujah. The glory of God is in the place. The glory of God is out, flowing around, and lives are being transformed, lives are being changed, and the glory of the Lord will cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. And I want to excite you about it. I want to excite about it. Get old wineskins.
Hallelujah.
Get rid of the old wineskins. How can you identify an old wineskin? An old bag. Hallelujah. How can you... This is terrible, but I was at a house meeting in California, in Phoenix a couple of years ago, and I just written a song, God is making us new wineskins. Remember, it's one of my tapes. God is making us new wineskins. And it was a senior citizens home group. And I'm saying to them, you know what an old wineskin is, isn't it? You know what a wineskin is? It's an old bag. And they all looked at me. And as I said it, I realized, I said it, a bunch of old ladies, you know. It wasn't very nice, I tell. I had to qualify myself. How can you identify an old wineskin? I'll tell you, the first thing how you can tell, they're not pliable. Old wineskins are not pliable. Let the glory raise our eyes, and you can tell a wineskin a mile away. Humming to themselves, that's what you call the old religious arm walk. Humming to themselves, I shall not be moved. Catch me if you can. I'll go down for no man nor beast. They're not pliable. They're not pliable. And it's sad because what happens, they can't take the wine. Because when new wine is poured into old wineskins, during the fermentation process, wine expands, wine stretches the skins, and they just can't take it. No, I'll just be honest with you. I've seen some manifestations that stretch me. But that's all right. God's God and I'm not. Amen?
Amen.
I've been stretched quite a bit with some things. But I'm open. The secret is to be open. Don't have a closed mind, folks. Be open. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
They're not pliable. You know one of the toughest trees in the world? A palm tree. The palm trees will grow on islands in the middle of oceans. They'll grow in the top. They'll grow in the top of mountains. Why? Because when winds blow, they don't break. They bend. That's why if you look at palm trees, you can always tell how the wind blows mostly, because they all lean over the way the wind blows, you know? And that's how God wants us to be. Well, brother, I'm going to be strong. I'm going to stand for this, and I'm going to stand for that, but let's bend a little bit now and again. Hallelujah. We have to bend. If you don't bend, you'll break. That's how you can tell wineskins. They're not pliable. They're not movable. They're not usable. They're hardened. Hardened by time. You'll notice most people that don't move, most old wineskins are old wineskins. The people that's been on the way a long time. Did I say on the way or in the way? It was on the way, yeah. They've been on the way a long time. They've seen it all. They've done it all. They sit there and they watch us. And they say, well, it's only you. But the truth of the matter is it isn't. It's elder indifference. Somebody mentioned yesterday or today about Eli. Eli was fat and indolent. Eli was fat. He was really fat and... Somebody says, I told you before, my wife said to me, Ma, you need to lose weight. I says, hey, I'm building up the temple. That's a poor excuse. Eli was old and fat, and he didn't have an ear to hear. Isn't it amazing? The man of God who was doing the job, the man of God who was getting paid to do the job, right? It took a 12-year-old boy to come in and tell him, hey, I've heard from God, Eli. Not just once. He had to come in and tell him. You know this story. And that's how people are. That's how old wineskins are. They sit back and say, well, it's just a youth. No. It's elder indifference. They're immovable. Time. They're hardened by time. They're hardened by trials. Gone through many a trial, and now instead of getting better, they become bitter. How many of God doesn't want you bitter? God wants you better. And when you go through trials, that's the option you have. You can come out of a trial better, or you can come out of a trial bitter. I found out in my experience that trials either throw you up on the rock or they cast you away from the rock because you take the wrong approach to the trial. Not that bad, is it, Norman? I shan't be long, honey. I love Mildred. Come back, please. Hard in my trials. Amazing. I was in Mississippi in April, and in a Pentecostal holiness church. Now, that's an old church, you know. And we got to singing one night, and the Holy Ghost fell, and the next thing I knew, the pastor was on the floor. This pastor of a Pentecostal holiness church, and these people were lined up on the floor, and this old lady, I remember praying for this old lady, I was 65, well, not really old, but, you know, older lady. And, and she fell down. And laugh. My mama didn't raise no fool, by the way. She laughed and she laughed and she laughed and she laughed and she laughed. And, she laughed. And after the service, I'll never forget, she came to me, she said, Brother Cameron, she said, I hope I didn't put you off by laughing. I said, oh, no, honey. No. She says, well, I'll tell you what happened. And this is sad. It's sad. She says, 35 years ago, I was filled with the Holy Ghost and I laughed for 2 days. After the second day, the devil said to me, don't be so stupid. And she says, I've never again until hardened by trials. Amazing, isn't it? The devil has stolen our joy right from under our feet. It's amazing. The Bible says the joy of the Lord is our strength. You lose your joy, you're not longer becoming an old wineskin. Because wine speaks of joy.
Amen.
You lose your wine, you lose your joy. You lose your joy, you lose your strength. You lose your joy, you lose your song. That's why people can't sing. They don't have a song to sing. They've lost their song. But let me tell you tonight, the song of the Lord is on his people. Hallelujah. And it's a war song. It's a battle cry. Can I hear an amen? I'm going to tell you something. The Holy Spirit is not moving just to give us a good time. Because that won't last very long. I'll tell you what God's doing. God's bringing the joy back to bring the strength back because of a harvest to be harvested. But you can't harvest if you're not strong. Now I'm convinced that the last few years with all the scandals that the evangelists tell the evangelists and this and that and the other, and God bless them and God be merciful. But through it all, it's really hurt us. And we've been laughed at by the world. Every talk show on the TV were the butt of jokes.
Right.
And God has said, that's enough. Enough is enough. I'm going to pour my spirit out again. I'm going to get your strength back. And you're going to show, I'm going to show this people I've got an army that's marching through the land. Hallelujah. Amen. Deliverance is their song and there's healing in their hand. Hallelujah. Everlasting joy, 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 joy. Ha, 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 ha. And gladness in their heart. God bless us, he's coming back. And in this army, I've got a part. Praise the Lord. They're not pliable. They're hardened through time, hardened through trials. Listen, they're hardened through teaching. Do you know that 92% of what we are taught, it's not what we read, it's what we've been taught by our peers. Oh, dab, hallelujah. Give it a double dip. Praise God. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Peggy too, Lord. Anoint Peggy's voice. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Keep drinking now. Listen and drink. I'll do the talking, you do the drinking. 92% of what we believe is what our peers have taught us. And isn't it sad that sometimes our peers have been wrong? Never mind what people teach you. Look in the book for yourself. Get in that book. For yourself.
Amen.
How many of the people have been taught for years that the baptism of the Holy Ghost is wrong? By good intended people. By so-called well knowledge in the Bible people. Sincere people, but sincerely wrong. And we've been taught against the move of the Holy Spirit. Not us, I mean, you know. And then when the Holy Ghost begins to move like he's moving, you know, 2,000 Baptist churches in Great Britain have been zapped with the Holy Ghost in the last couple of years. That's a miracle in itself. The Anglican Church, the Church of England in England, the bishops are getting full of the Holy Ghost. And you know what they're saying? We never knew it was like this. We didn't know it was like this. Bubble, 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 bubble. Churches are filling up all over the place. Because God adds to the church. Daily such as should be saved. How many realize that God's not going to add to the church as long as we're going to crucify the people? He's not going to put his lambs into our care so we can cut them up and tie them up in knots and tie them up so they can't move. No, no, when the Holy Ghost begins to move. Oh, Rambasi Prundo Shtababasi Zamanda. No, when the Holy Ghost begins to move. Oh, Rambasi Prundo Shtababasi Zamanda. They're pretty old wineskins, eh, man? They're not pliable, they're not usable. That was this teaching business. That was a Pharisee's problem, wasn't it? The Pharisees and the Sadducees. That's why there were Sadducees. And they couldn't see it. And they wouldn't see it. And this is gone, you see. The Pharisees were caught up with the Talmud instead of the Torah. I mean, the Torah was the Word of God. The Talmud was their exposition on the Word of God. And they couldn't get in, they couldn't get away from the Talmud. And it helped seeing the move of God. I'm going to tell you something. Never mind what you've been taught. Start getting into word for yourself. Start checking everything out. Start double-checking everything. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Not only are they not pliable, old wineskins are dry and brittle. They're hard. Isn't that what the Bible says in Ephesians 4 about the Gentiles hardening their hearts so they can't receive? God can't work with hard hearts. God can only work with soft hearts, pliable hearts, usable hearts, workable hearts, open hearts, worshipful hearts. Worshipful heart. Dry and brittle. I'll tell you who can identify a dry and brittle wineskin. When the Holy Ghost moves, they get angry. You know, dry and brittle means it's easy set alight. Easy kindle. There's that. And you can tell them right away, you know, if they're not happy. I have a friend of mine who's in a Pentecostal church back in Scotland, just a few miles, 10 miles from where we come from. And the Holy Ghost went to move in this church, and this one old deacon got so mad one night. This one deacon got so mad that the Holy Ghost was moving that he spat on the back of the neck of this friend of mine. I think he needs some deliverance, don't you? I would have delivered them if I'd been there. I'd have given the fivefold ministry.
Hallelujah.
Like my wife gives me. He spat at him. He was so angry, he didn't know what to do. He couldn't kick him because it was pews. And all he could do was spit at him. I'll tell you, when it is so mad, somebody, when it is so dry and brittle and easy kindled, you don't know what those old wineskins will do. How can you identify old wineskins? The third thing is they're empty. Old wineskins can't hold anything. Good stuff in, leaks out. They're full like cracks. Full like cracks. They can't hold anything. Oh, they might go for a few minutes until the wine seeps out. You know, how many wine doesn't seep out all at once and through cracks? It just takes it. Oh, you'll see an old wineskin going for a few minutes, maybe a couple of nights. And all of a sudden, like the ever-ready brightly. They just fizzle out because they've lost their wine. They've lost their wine. You know what happens when you lose your wine? We allow form to overshadow substance. I'll run that one through you again. When you're an old wineskin and you lose your wine, you allow form to overshadow substance. They ain't got anything. So they go back to lethargy. Smells in the bell. They go back to the old, because they've allowed form to overtake the substance. Sad, isn't it? Take note tonight. God's doing something new. What's going on, Lord? Me. Hallelujah. He's moving. He's always moving. I just think he's just put a little pressure, more pressure on, more power down, more glory is coming down. Or coming up, or coming in, or coming out, or however you want to put it. Timothy, 2 Timothy says, having the form of God, but denying the power thereof. Okay, we've identified the old ones. That's good, isn't it? Well, this next thing is, how do we renew the wineskin? I'm not going to keep you long, as I said. Because 6 o'clock comes early in the morning. The doctor now, and Chuck's going to preach tomorrow, so he'll probably need a good time to study there. I won't keep you too long. And Irma's got some sandwiches over in the house, but I don't like to eat too late at night. I'll tell you something, it's good to be free. It's good to be free. I don't know why you're all sitting with your arms folded, because you know, it's good to be free. I was in an Episcopal church in Virginia Beach about 2 months ago, and my pastor and I, Wally, Glenn, and Holly Cornell, and we're lying on the floor laughing and laughing, and the Holy Ghost just zapped us, and I'm finally feeling myself off the floor. And I looked at Wally, and he's got a dazed kind of look about him, you know. That's gone to lunch look. And I'm saying to him as I'm holding the wall, you know, it's good to be free. Good to be free. It is really good to be free. You know, if you've never been free, then you really can't understand what I'm talking about. But oh, once you get free, once you're free, you'll wonder what you did without it. You'll wonder what you did without it. How can we transform the old wineskin? 7 ways to transform it. And I won't stay long at any 7 points, but don't get scared. 7 ways to restore an old wineskin. And you can write this down if you want. The first thing they do with an old wineskin, they soak it in oil. They soak it in oil. That speaks of the restoration of the spirit. Restoration of our spirit. Oh, when you're dry, all of a sudden, the Holy Ghost comes in and you begin to bathe in the oil of the Holy Ghost. Bathe in oil. And the more you bathe, the more supple you get. How many would love to bathe in oil with the Holy Ghost? Or speak the Holy Spirit? Bathing in oil. Hallelujah. Oh, anointed. Anointed of the Father. I'll tell you what. You can use saddle soap, but it doesn't last. Some of us use saddle soap. But I want to bathe in the oil of the Holy Ghost. I don't care how long it takes. People said my pastor a couple of months ago, somebody went up and said, obviously it was an old wineskin. Where's this joy going to take us? And my pastor, being one of quick wit, he said, well, that's funny. He says, I never heard you ask us where all the trouble is going to take us. All the weeping was going to take us all. What's your problem? That's what other people said. Where's this joy going to take us? I'll tell you what, in another realm. In another realm of power. Hallelujah. In another realm of the Holy Ghost. Where's the power going to take us? Listen, bathe in oil. Can I hear an amen? Bathe in oil. The second thing to do is, they take it out the oil, and they take the wineskins and they soak it in water. Restoration of vision. Water is the word, isn't it? The word of God. Restoration of vision. Where there is no vision, the people perish. But where there is vision, this is my little appendage. Where there is vision, the people flourish. Get soaked in the word. The vision comes back, doesn't it? Oh, I'll tell you, my vision has been sharpened this year. I've always had a good vision, but also it's been sharpened. It's been sharpened. Because you can allow things to cover the altar. Remember Noah came out the ark? Noah came out the ark without an enemy. Or so everybody thought. But Noah did take one enemy with him. Noah. And the Bible says that Noah planted a vineyard. And very soon Noah built an altar and worshiped the Lord. Then Noah planted a vineyard. And very soon the Bible says that tragic verse. And the vine covered, you couldn't find it. I'm going to tell you, folks, you know what God's doing? He's cutting down the vine. He's clearing the path for an altar there. I felt the photo. You see the photo? Speak, Lord. See, when the Holy Ghost falls, when the anointing falls, it doesn't do away with prayer. It doesn't do away with preaching. It enhances it. It does away with dry old preachers, thank God. I mean, it's like a killer, but the Spirit gives life. I mean, there's just sometimes you hear sermons that say you wish you never heard. Because in Acts chapter 3, Peter and John's on their way to the temple, after Pentecost, after they've been zapped with the Holy Ghost, they're on their way to the temple to pray. Full of the pickle. Pickle. Can I hear an amen? Soaked in water, the word. A restoration of vision. I was in a restaurant about a year ago, and I met this girl that I recognized. It was a woman I recognized. And somebody goes into the restaurant, and I said to the girl, "Well, praise the Lord, what kind of vision do you have?" And this is what she said to me. "Oh, I'm just waiting for the Lord to come back." No, she said it to the Lord. I said, "Well, that's a selfish kind of vision, isn't it?" She stood by. "What do you mean? That's selfish. Waiting for the Lord to come back. I think we should be busy till he comes back. Do you have any family members that are unsaved? Do you have any friends that are not in the kingdom yet? I think we shouldn't be sitting waiting for the water to come back. We should be occupied till he comes." And isn't that something like it? When you start getting soaked in the water, that vision comes back. And instead of sitting waiting like a bump in the log, "Here I am, Lord, send him." "Here am I, Lord, send me." In fact, just let me at him. You know, let me at him, Lord. Just let me go and I'll go. Soaking in the word. Soaking, restoration of vision. Leonardo da Vinci. A bit Italian. Leonardo da Vinci was, of course, a great artist. Beautiful painting of the Last Supper. But you know, in the original painting of the Last Supper, he painted it so that Jesus is holding a cup. And he asked one of his friends in, before anybody ever saw the painting, he asked one of his friends to come in, and he got his friends to view the picture to see what he thought. He said, "What do you think?" So he's watching, he's looking at his painting. Leonardo da Vinci said to his friend, "What do you think of it?" "Wonderful. It's wonderful." He said, "What do you mean?" He said, the cup. And Leonardo da Vinci painted the cup out of the picture because it was showing the wrong vision. When you start getting soaked in the word, your vision becomes away from the cup. Can I hear an amen? Away from things. Unto him. Hallelujah. Soaked in oil, bathed in water. Listen, third thing, turned inside out. That's a revelation of grace. Oh, that's tough, is it? That's tough. Revelation of grace. That word grace, you know what the Hebrew word means? It means, or the Greek word means, the enabling power. Enabling power. That's when you can do it on your own. Grace comes along and says, "I can do it for you." Hallelujah. Grace is wonderful, isn't it? Grace. We kind of do it on our own. It's what grace of Ephesians that you're saved. And that's not of yourself. It's a gift from God. Grace. In Hyde Park in London, there's what they call Speaker's Corner. You ever been there, Bill? Speaker's Corner. It's just a box where you can stand up on it, and you can speak about anything your heart desires, and nobody can stop you. No, Mildred, you just stand up. Leave him there, Peggy. Have you spoken there? You can stand up there and you can just speak. Mildred, you can speak as long as you want, honey. A little private joke between Mildred and Mildred. And you can talk about anything. And one night, I remember reading a story years ago, one night this missionary, the old Pentecostal preacher, started and preaching about grace. And I told God was wrong, but there never be all that. You'll get that crowd. You talk about rubbish. You'll get that crowd to come. And he's preaching about the grace of God. And in the front of the crowd, there's an old tramp, an old befuddled tramp. As he's preaching away, this fella, 60 times, he's a communist. He said, "Hey, preacher." The preacher stopped. He says, "You're talking about grace, but let me tell you what communism will do. Communism will put a new suit on that old tramp." The preacher looks at him and says, "Hey, let me tell you, commie, what the grace of God will do. He'll put a new tramp in that old suit." That's grace. That's grace. That's grace. That is grace. Hallelujah. Amazing grace. Amazing grace. Amazing grace. Longfellow, the great poet, he could take a piece of paper, write a poem on it. That's genius. Rockefeller could take an empty piece of paper, sign his name on it, and it'd be worth $1 million. That's capital. But God can take a worthless sinner, lift him from the muddy place, transform his life, set him wonderfully free. That's grace. Thank you very much. That's grace. Turn us inside out. Grace. Grace. The fourth thing is this. If you think turning inside out was tough, listen to the fourth thing. Scrape off the crust. Hey, Father, what are you doing to me? How many's ever asked about that? Oh, Father, what are you doing to me? I'm perfecting you. I'm perfecting you. I'm scraping that old crust off. Hallelujah. I'm taking every vestige of the old, I'm scraping it off because you're going to be renewed by the time I'm finished with you. Oh, the dealings of God, is that fun? As I had somebody say the other day, if people told you that once you get saved, everything to God is going to be rosy, that's baloney. The Bible says, with tribulation. I'm going to tell you something, a good dose of the new wine is a whole lot easier to bear. Amen? And the promise is that God said, He will bring us through. He will bring you through. Through many trials, toil, and snare. I have already come. Scrape off the crust. That's the application of mercy. See, mercy. It's one of the sweetest words you'll ever utter. Mercy. Mercy. If it wasn't a mercy, we'd all be consumed. If God should judge iniquity, who would stand? But mercy sneaks in. Mercy. Woe and justice saw what I had done. But mercy saw me through the sun. Hallelujah. Can I hear an amen? Mercy. Scrape off the crust. Listen, that's rush. Half wives should be rush. We're in John, having fun, are you? Amen. You have nowhere to go but home. The fifth thing. Broken water again. Back to the water. The fifth. Thank you, Bill. Thank you. I've never good at some this school. Broken water again. That's the saturation of love. You read the word again, you begin to find out about the love of God. Behold, what manner of love. Behold. Take a look at. Anything God does is worth a look. Behold, what manner of love. The Father has bestowed upon us that we should be called sons of God. Stroke in the water. I'll tell you, when the Holy Spirit hit me last year, the first song I wrote out of my drinking, I love you. I love you. You know, Lord Jesus, I love you. Words can't explain what my heart contains. This love I have for you. When you get the saturation of love, it just transforms you again. I told you the other night that if I could sum up what's happened to me, I've just fallen in love with Jesus all over again. Spoken word again, saturation of love. God is the man finished. God is a man thing to touch. Hallelujah. Sixth thing. Dry out and restick. Ooh. That speaks of the renovation of the vessel. Can I hear an amen? Dry out and restitch it. Time to stitch up the cracks. We've been losing too much steam. We've been losing too much wine. Time to dry us out and restitch. We're going to make cold. Hallelujah. That's the renovation of the vessel. God is renewing us. God is a renewal. Can I hear an amen?
Very quickly. The seventh thing in renewing an old wineskin. The final thing in renewing is, a restoration is, pour in some new wine. Ha, 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 ha. Pour in some new wine. What's the use of having a wineskin if it's empty? Hey, man, if you keep it empty, it doesn't work. The empty vessel cracks up even quicker. How many of you left a car without gas in it, the tank would rot? If you ever leave a car for a long space of time, you're supposed to leave gas in it. Pour in the new wine. That's the impartation of joy. Bringing release. A.W. Tozer. He made the quote one time. He says, the Christian owes it to the world to be supernaturally joyful. The Christian owes it to the world to be supernaturally joyful. Hallelujah. Ha, 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 ha. Psalm 126. The warmth of again the captivity of Zion. We were like them that dreamed. They were so good, they thought they were dreaming. Then with our mouth filled with laughter. Ha, 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 ha. Then said they amongst the heathen, the reaction to you getting quickened with the heathen take note and say, hey, God has done great things for them. God has done great things for us. And off we are glad. Impartation of joy. God wants to give you some joy tonight. Hallelujah. God wants you to get a good drink. I was at Full Gospel Businessmen's meeting 2 months ago. In fact, this is a amazing story. You know how Full Gospel Businessmen have a meeting once a month, and at the most, we've gone there once a year, perhaps, and ministered. And back in March, the president of the chapter called us up, and he wanted a pastor to come and go, because he'd have the church moving in the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost was falling, people getting healed. So he called up and said, I'd like you to come, Wally. Wally said, well, I can't come, but I'll tell you what, my buddy Robert can. He'll come, and he'll give you a good service. So I went along, and the Holy Ghost fell. They're in a Golden Corral steakhouse restaurant, and why they have me kicked out, I don't know. Because these people are so hungry for God. The Holy Ghost fell, they were under the table, they were over the table, blacks and whites and yellows. It was amazing. It was so amazing that I have been there every other month this year. That's the minister. And Wally has been the other month that I wasn't there. And I said to the president, if I was there last month, and Wally couldn't make it next month, he says, you know, we'll just have you back next month. I said, you sure? He says, hey, if it's the Holy Ghost is moving, let it move. Hallelujah. Let it move. I was sitting there 2 months ago, and I've seen, you know, some of the manifestations of, that's me. You know, they say they bark like dogs. Some people bark like dogs, and some people growl like lions. I've never seen that, but they say they do. Somebody says, what do you think of that barking like dogs? I said, well, I'll tell you what it tells me. It tells me that it's a sure sign of the devil up a tree. Hello. But I was sitting in this Full Gospel Businessmen 2 months ago, and this bunny came in. This fellow dressed like a bunny rabbit with a Bible under his arm. I sat there and I said, no, I've seen it all, but this is a new one in me. And I started to laugh. But it turned out he was a clown in the steakhouse, and somebody left a Bible in the steakhouse. He was saying, he was taking the Bible in. Thank God. I'm trying to think, how can I explain this to people as a travel? I had them barking like dogs. I didn't know they dressed up like animals. Hallelujah. You know, what I'm saying is it stretches me, but I'm not against it. I'm just saying I'm open to God. I'm open. I don't have a closed mind. No, I don't have an open mind. My brain's falling out. But I have an open mind. Oh, Ramaste Prondo Kosovo. Somebody went to drink the new wine tonight. Praise the Lord. So I'm going to play something that's gone enough. I just want to praise you tonight. I know what time is gone. But you don't have to stay if you don't want to. You should be buying a cake from the way out. Rosie, if you stand over there, if I'm not down, you stand over there and you do the business. See, when you're free, you're free. I just love Jesus all my heart tonight. That's the truth of the matter. That's the bottom line. I'm totally head over heels in love with Jesus. And he's in love with me. David, if you just shift that projector there for me, my brother. This is a willing brother, I'll tell you. The Holy Ghost wants to minister to you. We can talk about it. We can preach about it. Hit the white button, take it back to zero. No, I meant just to put it off. And shift it for people coming out of this paper. I'm sorry, that's lack of communication. Thank you, my brother. Follow me. I'll tell you one thing. David will never be the same again after this conference. Some people think we'll never be sane again. But it doesn't matter what they think. I'll tell you what, you can talk about it. You can try and describe it. It's like the river of God. You can talk about the river of God. You can try and give its dimensions. You can try and say how good it is and how, but unless you get into it, you'll never appreciate what the river of God is all about. We talk about new wine. Hey, Bill. Are you busy? Yakarama suprunda kasidi. Tell him, Lord, what's the water, Mr. Shelter? Up to Davy. Suprunda kusibi, suprunda kabasan. You hungry? Thirsty? The secret is in yielding. Yielding to the Holy Spirit. Whatever he says unto you, do it. Fill the pot with water. What are you talking about, fill the pot with water? It's wine they're looking for. Do what he tells you. Fill the pot with water. Outpours the wine. The best wine that ever tasted. Some people think, and this is another thing I found out. Some people are so afraid of the flesh, they never release to the Spirit. Let me tell you about your flesh. Your flesh does not want you to praise the Lord. The Bible says the flesh is always at enmity with the Spirit. The flesh doesn't want you to laugh. The flesh doesn't want, the flesh wants you to sit like a bum on a log and say, that's not for me. Because the flesh hates it. Because when you start flowing the Holy Ghost, you crucify the flesh. I'll tell you, let's crucify the flesh tonight. Come on out. If you want some, come on and stand out in the front here. Chuck, come on and help me pray for the people again. Oh, Ramasapronda Kasidranda Basina. You help me, sir. Yembro Sombronda Kasidranda. Come right out the front here. Hallelujah. Line up along. The Holy Ghost is moving. Holy Spirit, fall upon us now. Drink. Hallelujah. Pull every one of the thirsty. Come to the waters. Come by one. Hallelujah. Ramastro Mondra, Sepe, Indra, Bosta, Kine, Profunda, Padema, Masanda. Father, we impart an anointing. Fill Dave with new wine right now in the name of, there it is. Hallelujah. Fill him with a new wine. Offer the old on with the new. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Fill up your sister, Lord. In the name of Jesus, the river's flowing, Father. Fill him, that's it. Fill him. Keep drinking. Hallelujah, hallelujah. That's why they call us. Rusha Mamasanda Kabastini. Father, fill him right now. Sacrament. Receive it right now, my dear. Let the Holy Spirit tell you. That's it. Release the Holy Spirit. Don't resist the Holy Spirit. Oh, Ramasa, we'll catch it. Hallelujah. And if we don't catch it, you won't feel a thing. Hallelujah. Just gonna give my two henchmen here a bit of room there. Drink, Jeff. Ramasa, pronda, bubble up. Yeah, Ramasa, prondesto, batona, masanda. Oh, there it is. Hallelujah. Never the same again. In the name of Jesus. Ha, ha, ha. Fill the Lord. Bubble up. Hallelujah. Catch a bell. Lord, hit this hard head right now. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost, get away. Father, fill. Put your hands in the seam, my brother. Fill, Lord. Forget the past. Reaching out to the future. Drunk. Hallelujah. New wine. Oh, hallelujah. Father, we impart an anointing. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lift your hands in the sea. Hallelujah. Ra, maso, prondesta, madaga, basacre. Sacre the Lord as it releases to the Holy Ghost. Oh, masaprunda, castine. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, fall upon her. Fall upon her, Lord. Release to the Holy Spirit. There it is. Fall and yield to the Holy Ghost. You can be a hard head if you want, but I want the release. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, Martha, over here. Massachusetts needs this. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, fall upon her and saturate her right now. Release her in a new dimension, Father. Give her the joy of the Lord. Oh, Father, it's not a mind thing, it's a heart thing. Release her right now. Release her, Lord. Oh, Masa, Madim, Rondusta, Batiga, Basana, Mayanda. Hallelujah. 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 Where are we going now? Over that way. Hey, just lie down for a while and enjoy. Hallelujah. Here we are. Here we are. Up your hands and praise the Lord. You hungry? Father, in the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, fall upon her. Fall upon her, Lord, and release her in a new release of the Holy Ghost. Receive it right now. It's yours. Then drink up. Let it bubble up. Don't be afraid. Hallelujah. Drink up. Drink up. Come on. Hallelujah. Come over here. And then up your hands and receive. Father, fill this dear sister with the joy of the Lord. From the top of her head to the soles of her feet, fill her with new wine. Right now, all fear be gone. Get the mind out of the way and let the heart come in. Let the heart receive from the Holy Ghost right now. In Jesus' name, receive it. Receive it. Holy Spirit, fall upon her. Fall upon her. Fall upon her. Hallelujah. Just stand right there. In the name of you, you hungry? Let it bubble up tonight. Bubble up, bubble up, bubble up. Oh, release it. That's it. That's it. It's yours. Yours, it's yours. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come over here, my lad. Hallelujah. Canistro Monda Cabase, Mayanda Basto. Holy Spirit, fall upon her. Saturated, Lord. There it is. There it is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come over here. Hallelujah. Into the river. Hallelujah. Into the river. Ha ha ha, he he he. Saturated, Lord. Give it a new wine. Hallelujah. Joy in place of sorrow. The garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Yambra masombra da besto. Don't resist the Holy Ghost now. Let the Holy Ghost fill you. Randarama masepro no. Fill it up, Lord, overflowing. Let the well gush up. Hallelujah. Wash that drunkard on the floor. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Receive it, my dear. Up your hands and receive it. Father. Fill her. Fill her with a new wine, Lord. Fill her from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. Yamrondembro, sobrondi, sinama, vera manda, kasanamaya. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, drink, 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 drink. Drink, drink. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Give her more, Lord. Hallelujah. Sobronda, kesto, matama. It's not by might, it's not by power, Father. Give her a good dose of the new wine tonight. Lord, restore our joy. Restore the joy, Father, right now. Drink. Yambro se prondestaka. Release her, Father, and the Holy Ghost tonight. All fear and bondage to be broken, and release her and fill her with a new wine right now. Right now, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Just release her. Receive it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Oh, keep drinking, I'll keep drinking. There's plenty going around. Hallelujah. Yambra sepondo kosini me. In the name of Jesus, fill her, Lord. Fill her, Lord. Hallelujah. New wine, new wine, new wine. Oh, she's a new wineskin. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Oh, drink. Drink up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Lord, it's saturated. Saturated, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Drink up now. Hallelujah. It's all yours. It's yours for the taking. Hallelujah. Oh, my saffron, the cayenne, the bossy. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Get thirsty. Ramostra mondeste catorama. Father, new wine. Fill her with a new wine tonight. Ha, ramama te prosontista batana mandi. In the name of Jesus, release her. Just release. Just release. Let the Holy Ghost bubble up from you. Aramostombra da cadini. Joy, 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 joy. Bubble up, bubble up, bubble up. Rondo brosanda gabatresi, randa made probosonda cayenama, prosindra mosati. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. It's all in yielding to the Holy Spirit, folks. If you're rocking a sponge. Oh, rabasan ramade da babasandaba, yamma mostro botine. Oh, give him the new wine tonight, Lord. Regabaya soprondaka, receive it right now. The wine of the Holy Ghost, the joy of the Lord is his strength. Hallelujah. There's healing in the anointing. Amen. Bubble up, bubble up, bubble up. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Out of your belly shall flow rivers. of living water. Living water. Living water. Living water. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, release your Father and the Holy Ghost tonight. Release His Spirit in a new dimension. In a new way, Lord. Hallelujah. Keep drinking. Keep drinking. Hallelujah. Who is next? Oh, hallelujah. I don't want to knock you over my breath. I'll take a minute. Lift up your hands in the sea. Sobronde Castamadier. New wine. Father, saturated with a new wine of the Holy Ghost. Joy be full. Oh, devil, you've stolen joy, but Father, you're restoring that joy tonight. Ramba se ponda karamai. New wine, new wine, new wine, new wine. Saturate the Lord. Fall upon her. Hallelujah. Give it a radical experience. Hallelujah. A radical experience. Receive it right now. Receive it. Hallelujah. Get the mind out of the way, let the heart in. Amen. Hallelujah. Keep down to a good dip. Throw a good soaking. Hallelujah. A good soaking. In the name of Jesus. My dear. Father, fill him with a new wine. The wine of the Holy Ghost. It's a new day. It's a new vision. It's a new time. It's a new era. Yam Brahmasa Manda Kide Runda Basa. Fear be gone. Fear be gone. Peer pressure be gone and release her, Father, tonight. In the name of Jesus. Ha ha ha. Ha 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 ha. Runda ba. Runde kaba. Drink, 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 drink. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Let the well flow. Let the river flow. Hallelujah. Let the river flow. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Up your hand. What do you do with that bag over your shoulder when you're out to get a good drink? Never mind. Up your hand. I'm only teasing. Father, fill up tonight. Fill her with a new wine, Lord. Oh, she's been attacked. She's been scratched. But Lord, fill her tonight with a new wine. Right now, in Jesus' name. Yabronde kabasanda karindaboso. Every fear gone, Lord. And a total release to the Holy Ghost. Just release to the Holy Ghost tonight now. Hallelujah. 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 Yembromo sandikaba. Receive it now. Receive it. It's yours. It's like the gift of the Holy Spirit. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Hallelujah. Off with the old and on with the new. Let the joy begin. Hallelujah. 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 Keep drinking now. Keep drinking. Some of you just find it hard to drink. I don't know. Praise the Lord. Father, just fill Ruthie from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. Oh, Yamasandra Kabusina Manda. Run da 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 da. New wineskin. New wineskins, hallelujah, hallelujah. Up your hands in the sea. New wine, new wine, new wine.
After the laughter, there's more. People are getting delivered. People are getting transformed. People are getting healed. And I'll tell you what, while we're in this atmosphere of worship, and in this atmosphere of ecstasy, we're going to pray for the birthing box. For those of you who are not initiated, this is all the unsaved family members that we believe in. We've had building boxes, we've had blessing boxes, and we've got a birthing box here. And we're going to pray while we feel the Holy Ghost moving. There you go. Never too late. We're going to pray for every family member. Are you ready? Holy Ghost hands lifted to the sky. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Father, we pray over this birthing box. Father, we ask you to bring them from the north, the south, the east, and the west. Holy Ghost, put a hook in their jaw and bring them into the kingdom for such a time as this. Father, as we revel in your goodness, as we revel in your love, as we enjoy your grace and your mercy, we think of others that are not saved, others that haven't come yet. But Father, we have strength tonight because your joy is our strength. And Father, as we gain our strength, we begin to believe, God, for every member of our family, every uncle, every aunt, every father, every mother, every daughter, every child, every wife, every husband, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we claim them. Father, you said, ask and it shall be given to you. Ask of me and I'll give the nations as an inheritance. And Father, we ask tonight, in the name of Jesus, every name in this box, bring them in, bring them in, bring them in, bring them in. In Jesus' name. And everybody said, hallelujah, hallelujah, they're coming in. Put it back there, Dave. They're coming in. They're coming in. They're coming in. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.